Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. The whole day, Allah Ta'ala has given us health. Along with health, we have energy, we have the power, and we have an opportunity to live and earn in the world. And we all are busy or were busy and occupied in our actions in the world, and Allah Ta'ala gave us rizq, sustenance and provisions, and this is Allah's blessings upon His massive blessings that very few people after working in the world, spending time in the world, very few people are there that they get the opportunity to come into the masjid to earn for the akhirah at the same time, to earn for the hereafter. So upon this ni'mah of Allah's, how much can we be grateful? Not enough. Allah Ta'ala said, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah Ta'ala has said that both things are written in your destiny with my fadl. That you can continue to earn the dunya, you can earn risk for your family and children, earnings, provisions. And in the evening, Allah Ta'ala says, I still give you enough energy and passion to go to the masjid, Allah's home, that you can be busy in such a great azim action and earning that we cannot even imagine what we will get for this. And this is Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, His mercy, His blessings. Even if we have nothing, when a person enters into the masjid and he makes the niyyah for itikaf, if everyone now makes the niyyah for sunnah itikaf, and as long as a person is within the masjid and he's not doing anything, he will get the full thawab reward of itikaf. And after that, if a person then does the shukr of Allah, is grateful to Allah with regards to the hereafter, then that's Allah's karam, Allah Ta'ala's fadl, that with the niyyah that a person sits down with the intention, he will get paid for it. Allah Ta'ala will give the reward. Allah Ta'ala has put us here, brought us here to earn for the hereafter. That look, in the morning, for example, 8 a.m, 9 a.m, till 5 p.m, 6 p.m, that we've earned. We work in the dunya. It's earning for the dunya, for our needs. We've done that. We fulfill that. But now the earning that we are performing, this is such an earning that nobody can imagine the magnitude of the amount that's being earned. With regards to earning in the world that we do from morning until evening, we cannot see much mention of this in the Quran. Maybe a little bit it's a mention here and there, some reference or something relating to it. But alhamdulillah, the world, the hereafter that we are about to earn for now, with the fadl of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has explained this throughout the Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala has defined this dunya throughout the Qur'an. Earn this, earn this, earn this, earn this. What should you earn? You'll get this, you'll get that, you'll get Jannah, you'll get this hoor, you'll get this, etc. In the whole Qur'an, Allah Ta'ala has praised and defined the hereafter. So we should earn a lot for it, shouldn't we? You shouldn't tire. Are you tired already? No, inshallah. If you get tired, then get tired, but you continue to earn. What difference does it make? So, brothers, there is such an amal, an action, to earn for the hereafter. I feel like to tell you, brothers, and I've practiced this and you practice this as well, because the reward is great, more than great. It's a very powerful reward that Allah Ta'ala gives for practicing this amal. And there's no utilizing energy and working hard and making effort or sweating to do this amal. Rather, just a little bit suppressing the desires. Now, any amal we do, you have to suppress the desires of it to gain something. And this is what we call mujahidah. So when a person has to do a little bit of action or practice, your desires will come in front of you like a wall, as a block, blocking your way. Then we see that, do you fulfill the desire or do we go towards the amal? If the person goes towards the amal, then consider he has done the mujahidah for the hereafter, and that person has won over his or her desires. But if we follow our desires and obey our desires and we fall in front of the desires, then we've lost. And this is the game of life. This is the game of life. Allah Ta'ala has created desires, base desires, and Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity, the ability to oppose that. Whenever we do an amal, then a desire comes in front of us, some sort of neglect. And if that desire or want disappears, then the person will just have the amal on its own. And when the amal goes, then the desire goes. So the person is successful. And this is mujahida. So in this little bit, the nafs has to be broken down, squashed, suppressed. And that's how we get reward. And there's not that we can't do this, but there's a lot of reward in this specific action. So the first act of reward of this action is that after this amal, the insan's daraja, status, increases so much. This example has been given the hadith that it becomes so high, the lofty, the person's status as maqam, that just like in a dark home, that suddenly the light is put on or a candle is lit. That is how much benefit is attained. Imagine you've got a beautiful palace, a very nice house, and it's fully decorated, and there's darkness in that home, then you will not succeed in being able to benefit from that home. There's no benefit. Though, what will a person do in the darkness? Where will he sit? Where will he go? What will he use? But as soon as, even if it's a mud hut, if it's a small home, as soon as a little bit of light comes into the house, then everyone feels good, illuminated. We see sometimes a blackout occurs in our country, happens a lot. The blackout doesn't even occur and everyone's disappeared. That everyone's prepared for the blackout. Oh, everything disappears that time. There's no enjoyment in implementing anything. And soon as the light comes, as light has come. We can do what we want now. So this is a natural example that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that this is such an amal that a person will become illuminated. Just like if there is a dark home and the light suddenly comes on, then this is how much his rank increases, his status increases. That person starts to glow and shine just like that candle that is lit in the darkness of the night. So how does that person shine? For example, if you have a dark house, then as soon as the light comes on, everyone in the house can see. And then even the candle which is illuminating of the ground, people can see that as well. So the human being who does this amal, he becomes like the example of that candle that is visible in the darkness. His maqam becomes so great. In other words, it states that he becomes an arif billah. This is the maqam of ma'rifah. That everything in the world starts to recognize that person. Rather, they give examples that this is why we are all fortunate in getting the blessings of Allah, because the light is illuminated, deen spreads. Due to the light that spreads, the sunnah spreads, deen spreads, Islam spreads, Quran spreads, tabligh spreads. There's an effect in that person's tabligh, and deen is taught and propagated, and salah is prayed. Because there's a light, the person is light himself or herself, and illuminates the people around him or her. So the dunya receives faith from that individual, benefit from that individual, after that individual does this specific amal that we are going to come to. Great reward, eh? What a great reward. So now what's the second reward? So the first reward is that people around that individual are benefiting. And the second reward is like this. Let's take an example. That, for example, so much that person becomes elevated and high in his rank. Allah Ta'ala likes that person so much that his house and his palace and mansion in Jannah is shown to that person in advance. In advance. And this is not a minor result. When does a person get to this level? When does a person get this reward? This reward is given at that time when Allah Ta'ala is Khabir. Allah Ta'ala is Khabir and Basir. Allah knows everything, sees everything. So when Allah Ta'ala knows that this person's yaqeen has become so strong and high, that even if he cannot see the what is going to happen after, he'll say, no, it's totally haq. It is truth. That person has yaqeen on the haq. And this is the highest level of yaqeen. And this is the best sign of iman. The best test for iman is that Allah gives a person the ability to recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and he becomes strong in implementing this kalima. What does it mean by implementing? That a person has so much belief in Allah, so much belief in Jannah, so much belief in hellfire, so much belief in paradise, and that all the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has so much certainty as if he is seeing this with his own bare eyes. So when a person's yaqeen increases so much, then what is the need for the obstacle, the parda, the veil? Allah Ta'ala removes the veil. Allah Ta'ala removes the veil. What a reward if we see this. So he has seen his home. He will see the hurs, mashallah, the palace, etc. What a great amal that leads to this reward, the ma'rifah. The person gets to the closeness of Allah. And the third reward is a great reward that Allah Ta'ala has given and that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, do you feel that enjoyment? And this is the enjoyment for the hereafter that we are experiencing. And this is the enjoyment of hereafter. So brothers, the third level that's been explained to us is this, that Allah Ta'ala loves that individual so much. So much. Because Allah Ta'ala has explained a standard to that person. That Allah Ta'ala says, my link with a person has become so strong. On which standard? That the individual who does this action, his link with Allah becomes so strong. That Allah Ta'ala says, in the whole dunya, so many other people will be forgiven due to this individual. And imagine how many people in the dunya are there. So there are many people who are here, present in the world, alive. But Allah Ta'ala says, I will forgive so many people in the biggest maximum number due to this individual who does this action. So imagine how much due to that person, other people around him or her will benefit. Is there an example of this? So I'm not saying this. I'm not making all of this up, am I? Nor is it my research. Whose research is there in this point? A great arif billah. The biggest, the big muhaddith of his time. And great famous personality. And without any comparison. And himself he was a light, say subhanallah. Himself he was a light. And when a person is a light himself, then he spreads the light all around. What was his great name? Hazrat Sheikh. Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. That Allah Ta'ala sent down mercy and nur into his qabr. And he, Rahmatullah Alayhi, explained and mentioned this hadith. And he narrated this hadith as well. What a beautiful hadith this must be. So what I would like to do is to tell you this amal. This action. Will you implement this amal, brothers? That if you have to break the desires or go against your desires, then do that. Allah has given you a chance, given me a chance, us a chance. Allah Ta'ala is delivering us a chance. Allah has prepared the amal for us. Allah has given, prepared the ground for us. And if we don't go towards this amal, then my brothers, there can be no bigger loser or unfortunate person than this. So here the ma'rifat of Allah is attained. Allah Ta'ala's friendship is attained. The muqamat of the hereafter attained. Yaqeenun sadiqa. What else is left? What else is left? The dunya we're going to get anyway, whatever in the dunya is due to us, is in our destiny we're going to get. But what a great amal that leads to the hereafterwards. And it's stated in that in the hadith of what is this amal, this practice? That to attend and sit down in the majlis of the dhikr of Allah and to do dhikr in that majlis, this is the word. Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, the majlis where people gather to do the dhikr of Allah, to sit in that gathering. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. What a great reward that Allah Ta'ala has given. What a great reward when a person does this deed with this taqamat regularly. Allah Ta'ala doesn't arrange this gathering for nothing. Allah Ta'ala wants to people to benefit. This is not some person's father's property or arrangement that he can do what he wants and puts the padlock on the masjid, etc. Which man is there that after working during the day in the dunya and he leaves all the chores and other actions of the family and comes and sits down the masjid? When even from the left and right, outside, inside, the call is coming out. Oh, just leave this, I've prayed salah, I'm very successful. Then this is a big deception. There is no fard. There is no fard. I need to rest, we have to go tomorrow to work. I've prayed salah, which is fard. I've done this much amal, this much practice. I don't need to do anymore. And this is the call of the ego that tells a person not to practice. Oh, leave this, I don't need to do this, etc. There are many calls of the ego that come. But Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, mercy, overwhelms, is more powerful. And in this day and age of laziness, neglect, and disregard, not one majlis, not two, we can understand how fortunate we are that morning and evening always the dhikr of Allah is being done. Subhanallah. Allah's karam. And in such an environment where we are living, that we couldn't imagine many years ago that this would occur. So many chances and options of how to pass our time in a nice way. Such opportunities come and go. And there should be the environment in the home. And there should be such nice practice. And there should be attraction. That a person cannot imagine the attraction. And on this position, on this platform, Allah Ta'ala gives us His karam. That Allah Ta'ala's fadl and karam. We don't know how. We don't know how. Every morning and evening, in every place, Allah Ta'ala has established His dhikr. That not only those people who are in that area will be included, but all the people in the world can also benefit. Subhanallah, this is the great miracle. And all those people at the moment now, 800, 900 views, it goes up to 1,000. They're sat in such countries, men and women are listening. Some will be day, some will be the night. You'll see at this time, it's 3 a.m. in India. In Pakistan it's 3 a.m. If you phone, you will see that children are sat down as well, listening to the dhikr of Allah. Listening. I'm telling you. So this is the preparation that Allah Ta'ala makes. Allah says the world is not devoid of people who want to remember me, of the dhakir. The world will not be devoid or empty. Allah Ta'ala says that those statements that have been mentioned by my Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then I will create an ummah that will obtain and benefit from this benefit, from the good things. So those who want to be lazy, they continue to be lazy. Those who want to sleep, sleep. Those who don't want to do, don't do. But Allah Ta'ala says in the ummah of my Mahbub, such people will be born. Doesn't matter how bad is the generation, how lazy people must be, how many restrictions there might be, but my Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that those amal I've mentioned to him, that he told to the ummah until qiyamah, the ummah will benefit. Allah Ta'ala says, I will continue to create such people who will implement this nasiha and will take the fares that Rasulullah mentioned. So alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, that we weak people are also included, mashallah. So these thousands and tens of thousands and millions of people who sat many miles away, if we look now, that people at this moment in time are sat in the corners of places and masjids and doing dhikr of Allah, and alhamdulillah the whole dunya is Muslim, because in every corner it's been a while. Even there, for example, Allah Ta'ala has prepared and they will get the full reward. Those who are sitting in remotely, Allah Ta'ala also will give to those people who are not present in the gathering but are listening in, Allah will give them the same way. So tell me, how sad. That so many miles away, you could say in California, in a state next to the banks of the sea, there's a family sitting doing the dhikr of Allah, and where the dhikr of Allah is being performed, and they don't come. Oh, I don't feel like coming. The people who are in this area say, I don't feel like coming. Oh, no, I've got something else to do. What's happening? I don't know if this is right or if I should be doing it. Is this not being ungrateful? On one side, we the hadith has a Shaykhul Hadith, Rahimahullah, Rahmatullah, has narrated this hadith. So just bring the hadith, bring forward. Look at the reward, look at the city, and tomorrow we start crying, oh, problems have come, and we have passed away, and we've lost out, and all the complaints under the sun. Will Allah Ta'ala not ask us? That I gave you rahmah, I give you mercy, I sent you my Habib with rahmah and mercy, and today you reject and you neglect, and when I give you the punishment, you cry at that time? You are crying, Allah Ta'ala says, and you call out to me? And this is the sign of ibrat, of admonishment. Allah Ta'ala says, how I've explained to people, how I've admonished people with the different qawms, the previous qawms. Allah Ta'ala says, go look at the villages, look at the roads, you see people on the roads. Allahu Akbar. And what people were they? At that time, the previous ummahs, they had the Anbiya. The Prophet ﷺ said himself, who are you people? Why have you come here? They said, we are those people who asked for us to come, the Qawm Lut. We have come now. That the people who are before us, where are they? Show me. So they said that we have come. And they said that we have come ourselves to you. Now please don't speak further. Now you do one action, that be quick to give us iman. Subhanallah. They said, be quick. And also, whoever we say, take them with you. You cannot take our partners. Allah Ta'ala, for example, Allah Ta'ala's ni'mah, for example, she didn't understand that, she thought it was a joke, she rejected the deen, then she had the attraction for the dunya, just like the dunya of today. There was a dunya then, and at that time there was a standard of dunya, just like now. It doesn't matter, we think we're in a modern world and a fast-paced world, they were also in a modern world at that time. Everyone had a modern world. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the Nabi, Subhanallah, we were given a time, the Quran says, that Hazrat Lut said, is that it? And Allah said, that's it, leave them. And oh, sorry, they've had a chance. Now Allah Ta'ala has given the chance, it's finished. Now we will see the result of the sins. You, O Lut, go leave quickly and don't look back. Quickly depart from it, quickly. So even then those people came. La umraka, subhanallah, what the Quran has said on that maqam. What did Allah Ta'ala say? Allah swore that, O my Habib, I swear by your lifespan, by your age. We're speaking about who? A previous Nabi, about Qawm Lut. And who is Allah Ta'ala swearing in whose name? In the name of his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because the direction has come to us that don't do these actions. Don't do these actions. That the ummah that is most beloved to me, that you are the ummati, you are the member of the ummati Muhammad. So Allah Ta'ala says that don't do the wrong actions. Don't even think about it, Allah Ta'ala says. Don't even think twice. That from this messenger and prophet, I will send such great messages, such amal that I have not given to any ummah. So subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala says that such a small amal, what is this amal? What's today coming to this gathering? What has a person, for example, who doesn't have food in his stomach? Everyone has food in his stomach. And the high grade roti. Is anybody here who's sitting hungry? No. Tell me, is there anyone here who's hungry? Or is there anyone who's got pain whilst he was coming? Who's got an issue or a problem? That everyone here must have one plus cars and many resources and commodities and the best quality items. Allah Ta'ala says that I allow you to swim in my rahmah. That Allah Ta'ala says that we are all moist and we are all drowning in the rahmah of Allah. In Allah Ta'ala's mercy and blessing. Allah says, when the test finishes, then I just test quietly. As this person learnt and he's grateful for this ni'mah, then the words of the hadith come. I've got such an amal. But we are so much drowned in the in wrong things that we say we don't need the good deeds. Because I've got wealth and money, enjoyment, eating, drinking, I don't feel hungry, no thirsty. What do I need to do going to Jannah? I have no need for this. If I get these rewards that have been told to us, that's it, that's enough. That's the feedback. So upon the nafs, an individual drops so much, and that was the maqam. Allah Ta'ala then explains further. Then see what Allah Ta'ala does. And then we don't realize at that time, Allah Ta'ala says, this is my law, this is my principle. I don't see who is in that place, in that locality. And such methods are used, that person can't even think. There's no estimate workers. That Allah Ta'ala, because Allah is Qadir and Mutlik on everything. So, for example, we'll go here, first the wind will come, then the water will come, etc. No, this is not that cycle. Allah says, kun fayakun is what I respond to. That soon as the ghadab, just like the ghadab of Allah comes, when the ghadab of Allah comes, then the earth starts to shake. There's no system, no science. First, for example, the sun, this will occur, then the solar system, and there will be the end of time and reactions, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, it takes a second. It is what happens that the earth went up and the skies came down and everything turns upside down and nobody knew what had happened to that locality and the time finished. And at the time they finished with that event, Allah says, keep on going past this way because this town or village is near the road. It's near the pathway. Allah says, I've put that example next to that scene, next to that environment. So Allah Ta'ala says that the qawm, the nation, is getting such a great warning. And there's a lot of benefit, and people thousands of miles away are benefiting. That they know that the gathering of dhikr is important and that numbers increase. So from such a place, such a woman sends a message that my tears started to flow and the body started to tremble. And she prays dhikr in such a way, with such passion, that 4:30 a.m. the sitter wakes up and she was listening to the dhikr of Allah in some corner of the world. And subhanallah, we don't even understand the kalamas that we have recited. We don't even understand. So this is the point here. That Allah Ta'ala says that I have kept, subhanallah, people in the world and spread them out who will give benefit to others and benefit themselves. Who made this system of tabligh? Tabligh, Allah Ta'ala allowed the system to be created. Where did this come from? There's a whole Jamaat group of brothers who are doing the work of the deen. And there are a whole group of people across the world. And somebody's preparing from one place, another place. Everyone's got passion and desire. What will be the maqam of these people? Tell me. Great maqam. What people there will be? We don't even think what's happening here, what's happening there. For example, this person who sat here, he's spreading the faith throughout the whole world. So will he not get thawab? This person who's going out to propagate deen, his deen propagation goes out through the whole world. They spend their private time, 8 hours, 9 hours after working, they sit down in the night to think of an analysis of a system. And it's not that I'm promoting them, they do this or they get paid, etc. No, but they have the desire to do dhikr of Allah as well. They had this desire. For example, if we're not working, then at least be included in the overall picture. At least come to do dhikr. At least come to remember Allah. So why do we make a fuss? Everything Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Everything Allah Ta'ala has given us. Ilm, knowledge, Quran Allah has given to us. Hadith, darajat, levels, prayer mat, masjid Allah Ta'ala has given. Breath Allah Ta'ala has given. There's nothing that Allah Ta'ala has given straight away. So will we not come to the majlis to remember Allah? No. What is it that can stop us from doing this? I could not even contemplate that when somebody is told that, yar, my friend, in Bolton, zikr, oh, zikr in Bolton. Oh, and I've traveled around the world. You do zikr as well in that place? I say, don't just do we do zikr there, but we have mentioned the phrases, the words, and there's a lot of zikr lengthy with fairs and blessings. So what masjid there that doesn't do this example? So who prepares this? The Allah Ta'ala says that I make established the justice. And when, for example, Allah Ta'ala says, I wipe the slate clean, when that qawm is cleared, then first Allah Ta'ala establishes hujjah. And remember, this is Allah Ta'ala's Rasul. Allah Ta'ala establishes it. And Allah Ta'ala says that I allow those people to bathe in the ni'mas. Just like, for example, we have half a chicken dinner, we throw the rest half away. We'd half some beef and then we throw the other half away. Half a tea and we throw the half away. Half a chocolate we'll eat and we throw the other half away. In the drainage system, for example, we have good clothes and shoes. We'll throw the shoes and the clothes into junk. So go and ask the people of Burma that how much do they value one piece of chapati? Is this not ibrat? Is this not a warning for us that we have the masjid and we have the gathering place? The one word comes out of my statement that we should be scared and afraid of that time when we will be tested. So we don't have the horns on our heads. There's one standard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one standard, one formula. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obedience to Allah. And close to her there's a person who is very respected, and that's the person who obeys Allah, who follows the hukum of Allah. Who follows the hukum of Allah. That there's nobody else who has respect, only that person who understands when Allah Ta'ala says halal is halal, when it's haram is haram. Allah Ta'ala says that don't look for any other third way. Allah says in the Quran, oh my Mahbub, don't look at those people who have given the ghusl of the wealth and the sustenance of the world. There's no need to this. Allah says, oh my Mahbub, don't turn towards these people, don't look at them. Allah Ta'ala is addressing the Rasul, but Allah Ta'ala is hinting towards us. Why? Allah Ta'ala says, don't look those people that they are disobedient and there's haram involved in their life and they've got the funds, etc. and they are able to make issues. Allah Ta'ala says that don't look towards those people. Leave them or wait a little while, then look back at those people, then you won't even see any sign that that person was there. And just a matter of time, Allah Ta'ala has given us masjid, the mahal, environment and the earth. Allah Ta'ala has given us this great opportunity to do that. Allah says, this is it? Is this enough? That Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do this and I've given you three rewards. I've told you. Have you understood what sort of rewards these are with regards to the hereafter? Tell me that if we realize one reward of the world, that's it. You just have to do this action. And tomorrow, such a big shop in the Arndale Center was the other center that we will benefit from this place. You'll get a store, for example, and you just come 5 minutes a day and work. Then you will get no place in the masjid because everyone can see their store. The announcements have been made. They see dunya. And this is the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we'll see that. Do we have this desire? That we have failed if we don't have this desire. We failed even before we started. Well, Allah ta'ala has given reward of the akhirah. And we say we don't need this. That for the dunya we run around and this is the test of all the qawms. That what is this insan individual made of? So temporarily we're eating, etc. This is temporarily, and in a second the dunya changes when the inqilab comes, when the revolution comes, where there's destruction. We've seen this in front of us. We've seen this. Where there's no one, for example, has the power to hit anyone. No qawm has the power to finish somebody else off. You cannot blame anyone for anything nowadays. You cannot blame. Allah Ta'ala says, don't blame other people. That I turn their hearts away so that they go out in the name of whatever and they destroy other people. Allah says, I've removed from their qualities. Allah says, sometimes from the storm, people pass away, sometimes through earthquake, sometimes through floods, etc. Because we don't have the powers to stave this off. So my brothers, when we hear such hadith, in which Allah Ta'ala mentions are such great and beautiful amal that are so easy, and in front of us the river is flowing, then we say, oh, no. Should we be like this? We say, oh, we can't do dhikr. My friends, this is the majlis of dhikr. Alhamdulillah. And increase your capacity, increase your desire, and come and sit down. This is a great, great result that Allah has given us. And this is a great azim reward. Subhanallah. So on this, there are many hadith with regards to the dhikr of Allah, about the rewards of dhikr, the way to do dhikr, etc. So Allah Ta'ala has given us great karam mercy. Today is in this masjid, the day after it will be another masjid, then it will be in the morning and there will be in the evening, everything. And Allah Ta'ala has given us total open playing field. But we don't do the dhikr of Allah. How sad, Allah has given health. Okay, I'll sit down. Such a great reward that Allah Ta'ala has given me a bit of an ability, determination. I'll do such an amal to stretch things a bit more. When the nafs comes, as I said, it's just about stopping the nafs. Then suddenly, the shock will come into place. So why are you stopping me from doing this? Okay, fair enough. If I listen to you, what will you give to me? If I listen to you, I don't go to the gathering. Tell me, what will you give to me? That I will give you wives, says the dunya. Children, you'll sit with ease and you'll have a chit-chat. Oh, this is the curse. Curse on this. Curse on this desire. Curse on this desire. Why? That is that person getting anything in the hereafter by holding this as a target? So think, if a person wants to look after his wealth and his shop and his business staff. He cannot do this on his own. There'll be no barakah in the children, etc. Totally, that person loses out. That person loses out totally, loses out, and everything is lost like the wind. And the whole safe is full up with the deeds, and then that safe suddenly is empty. Aha! But Allah Ta'ala's obedience, etc. Because if we do this, if we obey Allah, then subhanAllah, £10 won't finish, and the rest of the days of the week are included. Allah Ta'ala gives rizq from such places. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهُ. Allah says, come towards me and have fear in me, khawf, and establish taqwa. And listen to what I'm saying. You speak about rizq, such a place I will give you rizq that you cannot even think that where will that rizq come from. This dhikr majlis, we've learned such a great hadith. Allah Ta'ala has given us reward. Let's do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are weak. There's no doubt in this. But this is the cure of the weakness. These majalis, the dhikr of Allah, which boosts an individual. That this dunya that we have earned in this dunya until the evening, that dunya will go. What will happen with that dunya? Subhanallah. What will happen? Allah Ta'ala says, I've prepared. So first, when you make a house, there are two things that we look at through. We look at the kitchen and the toilets. This is our life. This is where we have to spend the life. Going in the kitchen, so on. This is the dunya that we worried about. Nothing more than this. In the house where there aren't these two things, the kitchen must be made, and on top of that, there has to be a toilet, definitely. Otherwise, we'll have to go through the hardship. Allah Ta'ala says, so wanna eat when you're hungry, and it excretes from the other side. And when it is excreted, it's so much smell that nobody in the world wants to go near that. But some hours before, when we were eating, we feel the enjoyment and the taste. But when we leave, what happens? Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala has prepared that every day. Allah Ta'ala says, experience the dunya, experience it. You can experience yourself that how much dirty and full of issues was that place we went to. Did you not get food? Why didn't you get food? So this is the dunya. And akhirah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. What a point about akhirah. Khayrun min al-ula. Allah says that person in every hal is correct. That if Allah Ta'ala is saying that khayrun, subhanallah. So this is the example given here. So we have some desire, have some want. You have great want and desire. I'm weaker than you. I will also try. That Allah Ta'ala has given us these majalis of dhikr. Come here, definitely, definitely sit down. And with one niyyah, that Allah Ta'ala will give us so much as He already has done before. And nobody comes to take, again, this is not Piri, no, this is Muridi, no, are you Naqshbandi, no, are you Sorwardi, no, are you Chishti, nothing. You have just one thing here, that the dhikr of Allah is performed. That's it. Nothing else, no peer, murid, student, etc. Money has been sent out, and etc. So I'm just telling you clearly here that there's no doubt on anybody. If somebody learns dhikr from me and after teaching that person dhikr, will I start to backbite? No, that this is the work of the teacher, for example. So the teacher teaches you the dhikr of the heart and you become friend. It's not about being a peer or a murid. There's no such scenario here. That do this action, understand this will happen, or do this, your money will be stuck. Nothing at all. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, majlis, Allah Ta'ala has presented it, Allah Ta'ala has arranged it. Come and loot and take away from here. That, for example, here, I don't even know most people's names, many people. Wallahi, I don't know them. So we sat here for 10 years and asked them, what is your name? The one person asked yesterday, and he looked at me with a bit of shock. He said, are you joking? I said, I'm not joking, I'm telling you the reality, I've forgotten your name. Subhanallah. So people don't remember because there's no link. There's only one link we have. What is that link? Dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah. Sit down with love and muhabbat. Join together and start to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And send durood on Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the angels will rejoice, rejoice and rejoice. Our rejoicing, their rejoicing, it will reach the heavens so high. This is what we need to do. Wa akhru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.